again, communication is a bit more difficult. We ask about keeping in touch with your family during your hospital stay. Again, there's visitors restrictions in terms of hospitals, and that can be, you know, worrying for patients. And then we ask about patients' worries and fears. So if a patient had a worries and fears, were they able to talk to staff in hospital around any worries and fears that they may have around COVID-19?
Right, in terms of that, and that feedback that you're getting, what happens then?
So the whole, as you've rightly said, it's the fourth year that we've done the survey. So each of the hospitals identify what they're going to improve as a result of the survey. So if you take NACE General Hospital, they identify what they're going to do as a result and publish on the same day of the results what they're going to do. So things like in NACE, you know, I suppose some of the findings from previous surveys were around not having enough information for patients when they're being discharged home from hospital. Some of the patients identified it being, you know, quite a rush process. So NACE then put in place information, leaflets, who to contact when you've got home if you have any concerns about your condition or if your condition deteriorates. So they've, you know, through the survey, patient would have identified what they want and what they hope to see happening. And then NACE would put that in place. And then we go back out to survey to see has that been improved.
Now, I was just, you preempted my very next question, because we frequently hear covered the HICWA inspections of nursing homes. Indeed, every time it comes up with a nursing home in Kildare, we feature these reports in detail, myself, Owen and Ciara, and then what is going to happen in terms of anything that needs to be remedied. You do follow up to ensure that these required changes are implemented.
Yeah, so the inpatient, the National Inpatient Experience Survey captures the experience of people in a hospital. So there are 40 public acute hospitals in Ireland. It doesn't capture experience within a nursing home. And I can tell you a bit about plans to start capturing the experience within a nursing home. So the doing the survey every year really drives improvements, because you can see the same questions are asked, bar this year we're going to include a number of COVID-19 questions. But each year the survey asks the same questions. It asks, from the minute you come into the hospital, questions about respect and dignity in the emergency department, waiting times, what care you received on the ward, how was your pain managed, to the food, and then questions about your going home, your discharge, whether that's going to your own home or whether you're going to a nursing home or a step-down facility. So by going out each year, we look at the scores year on year, and that's what drives the improvement. And I suppose the hospitals identify what they want, you know, what they should do in response to what patients said. So it's not HICWA saying this, it's not the Department of Health or the HSE national corporately. It's actually patients saying, this is what I experienced when I was in your hospital during the month of May. And then the hospitals reflect on that and they identify what they're going to improve on. So we have seen improvements in the hospitals, particularly the discharge and that going home period was particularly poor, not just in NACE, but across all 40 public acute hospitals. Some hospitals had it very, you know, well planned and managed. And it was about taking a step back and looking at it from the perspective of the patient. So sometimes patients didn't know even if they had, the key to the front door, or whether who would collect them at the hospital, who would drop them home, you know, who would do their first shop, you know. So it's about kind of nearly the minute the patient comes into the hospital, talking about those things, you know, this, you're going to be in for this period of time. Now, that's not always known, but, you know, we're going to start planning about your discharge. So some hospitals even have put in place that the patient gets the information on the first day and they're asked to ask questions throughout their hospital stay, and it involves their next of kin as well. I suppose through doing the survey year on year, we'll identify where improvements have been made and where they haven't been made.
Eligible patients will receive the survey by the end of June this year. How is that determination made as to what constitutes an eligible patient?
I just wanted to add,
is every patient who goes into hospital, are they canvassed in regards to this?
Yeah, so every patient that is discharged during the month of May that is over the age of 16 and has spent greater than 24 hours in hospital will be invited to participate. So what happens is that patients, when they're in the hospital, they'll see posters on the walls, Nurses will be talking to them about the survey and the importance of the survey and participating in it. They'll be discharged either to their home or to a nursing home or to a step-down facility, and then they will receive the invitation to participate in the survey. So they can do that via going online, or they can fill out the physical form there and then and return it to us.
All right.
The reason why you leave it a bit is to allow patients to reflect on their admission. You never do a patient experience survey when the patient is in the hospital, because they're quite dependent still on the hospital, and they haven't, I suppose, had the time to reflect on their actual experience in the hospital.
Did you say, before we finish, Rachel, did you say that you have something in the pipeline regarding nursing homes from this context as well?
Yeah, so you mentioned there that there are a number of large nursing homes in Kildare. So one of our goals is to do a survey with nursing home residents and asking them about their experience. So we are actually working with people in that sector, so people within nursing homes and people working in nursing homes, to identify what is important to collect in the survey. So things like, you know, respect and dignity, you know, communication obviously would be key. But we will be working with nursing home residents and people working in that. And we're hoping to roll that out next year. And again, the whole idea is that this is what the residents are saying as opposed to anybody else. And that seems to kind of resonate with people working in the services. They accept that, you know, that this is what our patients have said about our services. And we have seen really good improvements within the inpatient sector. So again, we're hoping that will carry over to the nursing home sector as well.
That's a considerable advance, I note. And we do profile every time HICWA issues a report in a nursing home. We go through it here for the benefit of listeners. And as part of that, I suppose, quality enhancement motivation that you yourselves are engaged in as well, and for us to put it out in the public. And I notice that always a provision in that is what the patients have told inspectors on their visit, most of which are unannounced. But this, obviously, now the project you have in mind by this time next year will be a considerable advance on that engagement with each resident.
Yeah, so we will be going into the nursing homes and doing semi-structured interviews. So again, that all has to be designed up and, you know, making sure that what the results are, you know, transferable across all nursing homes in Ireland as well, because there are over 600 nursing homes, just under 600 nursing homes in the country. So again, I think it will drive improvements, and it's more accepting from, you know, when it comes from the residents themselves, what their experience is. And we've seen sustainable change as a result of that.
All right, great stuff. I think patients having their say on the hospital care they received during COVID-19 as part of the 4th National Inpatients Experience Survey, and indeed the proposed introduction of a similar scheme into nursing homes. All of that's very welcome and very well merited indeed. HICWA's Director of Health Information and Standards and Director of the National Care Experience Programme. Thank you very much, Rachel. Great talking to you.
Thank you very much, Ben.